The Calgary Stampeders held their final practice of the week on Thursday before they hop on a plane out to Hamilton to face the Tiger Cats on Saturday afternoon. It was chilly out, but we still got some tips as to how the depth charts are going to look when they come out Friday morning. There was a handful of guys being monitored this week, including defensive lineman Micah Johnson, cornerback Siante Evans, and center Ucombre Williams. Head coach Dave Dickinson updated their status after Thursday's session.
Micah is a possibility, but it's looking tougher for UW and Siante, but Mike is just a maintenance thing. I'm going to work with him, but he's definitely sore, but it just wasn't right to put him out here in this type of weather right now and get something serious. So we're hoping to get some reinforcements, but yeah, we'll have a different roster.
To recap, Micah Johnson will probably play, but it does sound like Siante Evans and Ucombre Williams won't. Not too surprising with the bye week right after, giving him 2 weeks to get healthy for this final stretch of the season. Rookie Nila Kazatati was getting some looks at the starting center position after he's been on the practice roster all year.
We had Spence in there last week the whole time, and Nila can play center. And, if we're going to make that ratio move, we felt like we at least had to give him some snaps. I mean, it's either linebacker or him. So at some point we'll figure out who's playing. And, hope we're going to be in a big-time challenge. So hopefully we're ready to go.
The 25-year-old Texas native Kazatati looks to maybe take some reps from Ucombre Williams at that center position. Rumor has it he's an aggressive lineman. Center's a big responsibility, so we'll see if he hits the 46-man roster when it does come out. As for Evans, Tay Glover-Wright was his replacement last week up in Edmonton against the Eskimos, and Mike Riley looked to target him quite a bit, especially when he was matched up against Duke Williams. Glover-Wright came right out of the gun. He had a great pass breakup, but shortly after that, Williams burned him for a score, and it kind of went downhill from there. At practice, we saw Troy Studermeyer in that spot on Thursday, and he may fill that corner spot beside Brandon Smith come Saturday afternoon.
I mean, he's taking some reps. We got him in some returning roles. He'll be on the roster for sure. We are a little light. That's the other thing is, I got to decide, linebacker, DBs, O-line, where are we going to put our guys? And a lot of competition, though, which I like, and Troy's right in the mix.
There was some good news for fans out of Thursday's session as I go through all of these missing starters. They might get to see an injured soldier back on the field sooner than later. Eric Rogers was participating with the main group for the majority of the session. Now, the receiver is on the 6-game injured list with that knee injury. He has missed 5 games, so he's allowed to practice, and after this weekend, he'll be eligible to play. For head coach Dickinson, it was a good step forward for the injured Rogers.
He's feeling better, and so he wanted to take a step forward today. We're still, he's on 6-game. This is week to practice. It wasn't the perfect weather probably to get loose, but definitely looked like he was out there moving around and doing some things, so closer to getting him back in there.
Another spot to monitor on those depth charts will be running back. Don Jackson practiced Tuesday and Wednesday, but he was held out on Thursday. It sounds like, much like Ucombre Williams and Siante Evans, Jackson will get this week to rest, making sure he's healthy for that stretch run.
It looks like Don's not going to be able to go, so we'll just stay with what we've got. It was too bad. He was close, but like I said, it didn't help. I guess they felt a little stiffer with this colder weather, but it sounds like it's going to be quite warm in Hamilton, so maybe that gives some of our guys a better chance to play.
The cold weather definitely didn't help with practice today with some of those injuries. With Don, you can be sure that if he had been able to, he would have been out there practicing. Looks like Romar Morris will get the start once again, coming out of a 4-touchdown performance against the Eskimos. I talked to Romar about the battle to get starts with this team and always having to be ready when the opportunity arises.
Now, for your club this year, you haven't really had to bounce back from losses too often, but how did the team handle it this week?
It's been pretty good. We just came out. We decided this week we're just going to, like I said, just going to keep doing what we've been doing. We have to start out fast this week, unlike the last couple of weeks. So just being able to start out strong is going to really help us this week.
Now for yourself, pretty big game. 4 touchdowns, hit 100 yards from scrimmage. What was your kind of thoughts on that game from a personal standpoint?
It was good. It was a good coming out party. I thought it was a pretty good game that I had. But, there's always room to improve. So I just came out, watched the film, just pretty much just try to critique myself best as I could so I could be better for this game.
Is it tough for you kind of trying to prepare like a starter every week with the group that you guys have?
Sometimes, because you never know who's up, but whenever they get you that word, because you really have to just go into the mindset of you're that guy every week, because you never know what's going to happen in the game before, so any of us could be the starter at any point in the time. So I'm just trying to take this week as try to take advantage of every week and be the starter.
In a situation like that, does that give you even more of a boost, more punch maybe, when you do get the opportunity to get the start?
Oh, definitely. Just us allowing us to allowing me just to be the starter, allowing me to just prepare earlier in the week when I get that opportunity.
Now, yourself worked in the receiving game as well. Is that something you've always kind of taken pride in, catching balls out of the backfield, not only running too?
Yeah, because I actually played receiver in high school and running back more than I played running back. So it was just being out there catching passes is something I've always loved doing, and I take pride in that, and I try to just work on my craft every day.
Excited to play against this physical Ticats front?
Oh, of course. I didn't get to play against them the first time we played. It was the first game of the season, so I'm excited to play against them and get after it.
Awesome. Thanks, Romar.
All right, thank you.
That was Romar Morris, 157 yards from scrimmage, four TDs, two through the air and two through the ground this past weekend up in Edmonton. Pretty good day despite the loss. A little bit of confidence to be gained from an outing like that for sure, and he's hoping to bring that right into this game against the Ticats. The Stamps will release their depth charts early on Friday morning and then hold their walkthrough in Hamilton during the afternoon. Kickoff on Saturday is slated for 2 o'clock. With your afternoon Stamps report, I'm Matt Rose.